Israel Potter by Herman Melville. Narrated by Brian Godwin. Dedication to His Highness the Bunker Hill Monument. Biography in its purer form, confined to the ended lives of the true and brave, may be held the fairest meed of human virtue, one given and one received in entire disinterestedness, since neither can the biographer hope for acknowledgement from the subject, nor the subject at all avail himself of the biographical distinction conferred. Israel Potter well merits the present tribute. A private of Bunker Hill, who for his faithful services was years ago promoted to a still deeper privacy under the ground, with a posthumous pension, in default of any during life, annually paid him by the spring and ever new mosses and sward. I am the more encouraged to lay this performance at the feet of Your Highness, because, with a change in the grammatical person, it preserves, almost in a reprint, Israel Potter's autobiographical story. Shortly after his return in infirm old age to his native land, a little narrative of his adventures, forlornly published on sleazy gray paper, appeared among the peddlers, written probably not by himself, but taken down from his lips by another. But like the crutch marks of the cripple by the beautiful gate, this blurred record is now out of print. From a tattered copy, rescued by the merest chance from the rag pickers, the present account has been drawn, which, with the exception of some expansions and additions of historic and personal details, and one or two shiftings of scene, may, perhaps, be not unfitly regarded, something in the light of a dilapidated old tombstone retouched. Well aware that in Your Highness's eyes, the merit of the story must be in its general fidelity to the main drift of the original narrative, I forbore anywhere to mitigate the hard fortunes of my hero, and particularly towards the end, though sorely tempted, durst not substitute for the allotment of Providence any artistic recompense of poetical justice, so that no one can complain of the gloom of my closing chapters more profoundly than myself. Such is the work and such the man that I have the honor to present to Your Highness, that the name here noted should not appear in the volume of Sparks may or may not be a matter for astonishment. But Israel Potter seems purposely to have waited to make his popular advent under the present exalted patronage, seeing that Your Highness, according to the definition above, may, in the loftiest sense, be deemed the great biographer, the national commemorator of such the anonymous privates of June 17th, 1775, who may never have received other requital than...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?